I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is to blame for attacks on two tankers near the Persian Gulf today. He says today's attacks and other previous attacks have led to increased tension in the region.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
Pompeo says the U.S. would defend its forces and interests in the Middle East. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving at the end of the month.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democratic National Committee lists 20 candidates as qualified for the party's first presidential debates later this month. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and U.S. Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts are among those who failed to meet the party's polling or grassroots fundraising requirements. Party Committee Chair Tom Perez has rejected a claim by Bullock's campaign that the committee changed its rules in midstream. NBC will hold a drawing tomorrow to assign the 10 candidates to each of the two debates later this month in Miami. This is AP Radio News. Cuba Gooding Jr. faces a misdemeanor charge in New York after a woman accused him of groping her at a nightclub. His attorney, Mark Heller, says a video will clear his client.
When the video is fully reviewed by the prosecutor's office, we're confident that they'll see that her statement is not accurate and that the case will certainly be dismissed.
Heller also disputes allegations by a woman who came forward after the first allegation, claiming Gooding grabbed her at a New York City restaurant 11 years ago. A South Carolina father, Timothy Jones Jr., has been sentenced to death by the jury that convicted him for killing his five children with his own hands. After they were dead, he drove around with their bodies for 9 days before dumping them in garbage bags on the side of an Alabama dirt road. He was arrested hours later after an officer at a traffic checkpoint in Smith County, Mississippi, said he smelled a horrible odor of decomposition. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.